The broadcast is live.
The broadcast is
live.
Which, you know, is kind of amazing considering like the entire internet was down yesterday.
Yeah, everything was completely borked. I had to drive to an IKEA yesterday to get a desk. Like I had to drive like 2 hours to another city to get a desk that I want for, it's just like, you know, IKEA is like cheap crap, right? But I need to get a desk from my office, from the new house.
Yeah.
Only place that I could get it, because everything, all the supplies are completely, as you would say, borked.
Yeah. And the whole supply chain is borked.
Like in the entire state of Texas, to get like these little cheap legs for this little cheap desk, I had to drive 2 hours to another city to get it and then drive to. So I was in the car for like 6 hours yesterday.
Well, then you missed the entire Facebook, Instagram hullabaloo.
I knew it was going on because I was listening to Fox like part of the time, and they were like, oh my God, Facebook is down. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not on it, but people were freaking out, you know, I guess all.
Yeah. I got a couple emails from people going, you guys have been taken off Facebook. And I was like,
no,
actually, Facebook has been taken off the internet.
Facebook's been taken off Facebook.
Facebook. Right.
Yeah.
That was crazy though. That was some crazy, crazy stuff that was happening all up in there. And we'll get into that. But first, we need to talk about our good, good friends at GenuCell, which is, by the way, what'd you say?
I said GenuCell.
I was going to say they are part of the bigger company, Chamonix.
So graceful when I do that. So graceful.
Yeah. And GenuCell, of course, is Chamonix's line that includes plant stem cell technology, which is the technology that makes all their skincare products so amazingly wonderful. And right now, they're still offering their 50% or more off of any of their packages, which is their packages are awesome. And you can see the different ones that are available if you go to lovegenucel, GenuCell.com. Just do it, you guys. You're gonna see all of the stuff, and it's so luxurious.
Fantastic, you guys. I love it. I just got some the jawline stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, listen, I feel like, I mean, I'm looking at 20, it's firming up there, you guys. You see it? It really is. Right.
It's fantastic. And hopefully people took advantage while we were in Vegas of that free offer of the microdermabrasion, the Cristal's microdermabrasion, because that stuff is my favorite.
So scrubby,
and
scrubby.
It's part of the spa package. So if you're interested in getting like a full size version of it, that's part of the spa package. And again, 50% or more off of all the packages. lovegenucel.com/chit. Anyway, so yeah, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, which I don't know the first thing about, that was down.
I don't even know what that is.
I think it's just messaging. It's like a texting thing.
Okay. All the kids use that?
My kid doesn't use that. I don't know. I don't know anybody that uses it. I'm that old.
Yeah. My kid doesn't use any of it, you know, because she's 11.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's the thing. Now, yesterday, that bombshell thing came out where that chick from Facebook, the insider, came out and was talking about how basically girls are completely warped now because of social media. I feel like we kind of knew that. I mean, I feel like if you have a firing synapse in your brain, you're a good parent. You feel like knew that your kids are already getting warped by social media. I mean, just look around, you know,
like right.
The world is basically collapsing because of social media. So, so that came out and that was like a bombshell. And then some people were surmising that like the reason that Facebook went down yesterday was because of that bombshell. Like they were somehow like
covering their tracks.
They were connected somehow. Yeah. So that was interesting. That was an interesting theory to me. I don't know they had anything to do with
it. I don't think it's that, only because they lost so much money in the 7 hours that they were down. Apparently, like every minute that they're down costs like $2 million or something crazy.
Wow.
And so
but that proves her point, right? I mean, that proves her point because she is she said, you know, they operate solely for money. I mean, it has nothing to do with the good of humanity or with promoting, you know, communication with people or making sure that they're bringing people together.
No. That, you know, they don't give a crap about that. Remember, this all started as a basically are you hot or not website in college.
Totally. Right. So I mean, and look at Zuck. It's like right. Zuck and his friends were like the biggest, nerdiest. They were like the guys from Revenge of the Nerds. They're like, let's go get chips, man. Let's go talk chat. And so they got together and they created this thing. And now it's turned into this, you know, but they really wanted to just meet chicks.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to find some chicks because they were too nerdy to do it on their own.
So listen, I mean, props to Zuck and the rest of them for creating such a behemoth, but it is super, super damaging. And one of the things that, you know, this chick that was on 60 Minutes to Whistleblow or whatever, she's a huge AOC supporter. She's like Captain Democrat. And her big thing, the thing that she's maddest about is that it's a for-profit company that doesn't get rid of enough hate from the platform. And I'm just like, so because she has documents apparently that show that they only get rid of 3-5% of hate, but she doesn't ever really say, well, what counts as hate? Just stuff you don't like?
Right.
I mean, that's the whole danger of it, right? It's all so subjective.
Yeah. And I mean, and then I'm listening to a lot of that yesterday and I'm thinking, okay, like the censoring and the shutting down of things. I mean, I feel like we've been, I don't want to say victim of that, but I mean, we've been on the receiving end of it over the past several years. So a lot of the conservatives yesterday were kind of like, tell us something we don't know. Like this, like whatever. We're all just kind of rolling our eyes going, oh my God. Like so many people's businesses that we know have been ruined because of the algorithm changes and they just do whatever the hell they want to do. They ruin who they want to ruin. They prop up who they want to prop up. It's there's no rhyme or reason. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just according to whoever they want to succeed and who they don't want to succeed. They go, okay, we're going to go ahead and squelch you. I mean, that's just, it is fact. That's how they operate.
Yeah.
That's how it is done, you know? So, and then it's a lot of these sites, a lot of these places that are, I guess, hurtful for girls, you know, like feeding into their eating disorders and whatnot. They'll go there. And the more they go there, the more money that they make. So the more they're going to ping these girls to get them to go there. That's how it works. And so the solution is not so much, I don't think, regulation in this case. It's freaking parents need to get their kids off social media. You know, it's like, it's not Congress. If you get government out there to try to regulate stuff, what do you think is going to happen? Because every time government steps in, I mean, they solve all the problems. Right.
Well, government is Blumenthal going, can you please ban Finsta?
Right. Exactly. I mean, Blumenthal and is it Marsha Blackburn, I think, are the two people that are going to solve all of our problems. Government doesn't solve our problems. It's just it's stupid that we're looking to these people and government to do that. So, yeah. And then parents are like, I don't know why my kid is so screwed up. It's like, I don't. Okay, well, I know it sounds mean, but we need to parent. Maybe.
That's a good start. That would be a great start.
Maybe just a little. Yeah.
Yesterday we talked about the fact that Kyrsten Sinema got accosted in a bathroom. It's not stopping, you guys. So she was on a plane and she's just sitting there in her seat. She's got her AirPods in and some woman videotapes herself going up to her and berating her on a flight. And then after that flight, that woman and several other people just would not leave her alone. They just walked alongside her, shouting questions and videotaping her while she was, you know, leaving the airport. Like, she's getting totally harassed. And then, of course, we have idiot Joe Biden, when he's asked about it, basically saying, yeah, I mean, that's not appropriate, but, like, it's just, it comes with the territory. That's just what everybody gets if they don't have Secret Service.
He said it's part of the process. That's what he said. It's part of the process. It's like, when have you ever been followed into the bathroom? Like, who wants to follow you into the bathroom, dude? Like, that's the thing. It's like, has he ever been followed into the bathroom? No. And it's part of the process.
Well, I mean, if he's setting those ground rules, then I guess conservatives should just start feeling free to go do the same thing to Pelosi, see how she likes it. I mean, what are we doing? Like, we're becoming so utterly uncivilized. You know what I mean?
I think we're already there. Like, we're already uncivilized in so many ways. I mean, just our discourse, everything, we're already at that point. Like, we're at the point where we're kind of awful. So, yeah. And he's like, oh, no, it's totally fine. But the thing is that if that did happen to somebody on his side of the aisle, like, I mean, I know that she is on his side of the aisle, but if it happened to somebody that he didn't want it to happen to,
right,
he's fine with it happening to her because he wants her to be rattled. But if it happened to somebody that he didn't want to be rattled, he would be like, that's unacceptable. You know that he would have had a completely different comment because this is how they operate. This is exactly, there's always a double standard, right? There's always.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I just got an email from somebody asking where we are.
Are we?
Yeah. Like this woman just wrote and said, where are you guys this morning? I miss you. I miss your video.
Well, are people commenting? Are we live?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's 2,700 people here and it's climbing. Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, so she says she's having withdrawal. Judy, we're right here. Should I write her back? And I'll just be like, hey, we're live right now.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do it.
You should do it really quick.
Hi, Judy. Like,
hey, Judy, hop on.
We are live right now.
Yeah. Hop on. Like
join us.
Oh my God.
Okay. I sent it.
When Judy comes on, everybody say, hey, Judy. Hey.
Where have you been?
What's going on?
What's going on, Judy?
What's happening?
Hey, this is a good time to read you an email that I got from Mary Lou Miller.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou Miller said, hey, chicks, I got the body pillow.
Ugh.
I want that. That's one thing I have not gotten yet.
You will never leave your bed if you get that. I'll never see you again.
That's true. She says, I think I'm the first to tout the body pillow from MyPillow.com. And she's right. She is. She says, I love it. It is awesome. And I bought the Giza pillowcase that fits it. Everything I've purchased, the Giza sheets, the bath sheets, the pillows, has been lovely. I am so proud to support the great patriot, Mr. Mike Lindell. I start my mornings watching you gals. You are true patriots as well. God bless. Mary Lou Miller from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Mm.
I love it. And I've been in Colorado Springs. It gets nice and like chilly. And then she can like curl up in her bed with her body pillow. It's so nice. It's so nice.
I hope that she used code CHICKS to get a big fat discount on that body pillow. And right now, if you use that code at MyPillow.com, it's BOGO, you guys. Buy one, get one on the dream sheets. So it's a really good time to try the sheets if you haven't yet. Use the code CHICKS for those and for anything else that you want to get from MyPillow because all of their stuff is amazing. So cinema. Now, Peter Ducey, of course, is the one that asked Joe Biden about, like, is this appropriate? Do you think this is appropriate? And Biden gave his ridiculous answer. He asked the same thing to Jen Psaki, who was basically like, clean up on aisle five. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she was like, well, I think what Biden was trying to say, and maybe he shorthanded it,
right,
was that, you know, that's inappropriate. And she basically covered for him, essentially.
Yeah, this is what she has to do. Because
but the messaging is out there. The messaging is, this is just part of the deal. If you want to be a politician, just expect to get harassed in bathrooms now.
Right. Get followed in bathrooms. Get harassed, period. Just get harassed, period, and be treated like absolute garbage. If you don't have Secret Service. I mean, if you have Secret Service and if you're the president, then you get...
You're good.
You're good, yeah. But if you don't have Secret Service, then you're going to be followed in bathrooms.
God, this is ridiculous. Oh, we should mention to people that we're supposed to be on Newsmax tonight.
Oh yeah, we are. Hopefully we'll get, sometimes we get bumped, but I don't know. I don't see that happening tonight.
Yeah, I feel like nothing terribly like newsy huge is happening that would bump us, I don't think. So it's supposed to be somewhere between 8:15 and 8:45. We'll be on with Grant Stinchfield tonight. Eastern. That's Eastern the plan. Time. Eastern time. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Trump is talking to a federal judge to get back on Twitter. How successful he will be at that, no idea. but he is asking a federal judge to require Twitter to let him back on. This, of course, is all leading up to his potential run for president again. And he's also talking about how he thinks it'll be very, very easy to beat Governor Ron DeSantis.
He's saying that. He's saying that it'll be easy to beat him.
He's saying he'll beat him like he'll beat everybody else. The media is trying to create a war between those two because that, of course, is the media is craving that. They want the top two people to be like at war with each other.
Even though Ron has said he's not going to run.
Right. I mean, he's already said, like, I'm focusing on governor. I mean, right. To me, that's like a wink, wink. Like, if Trump weren't running, I think Governor DeSantis would probably run.
I don't know. Now that his wife has cancer, though, I don't know, like, if he'll even, I don't know if he'll run. I don't know. I feel like that puts a damper on things.
I hope that they caught that early and that her chances of recovering from it are super, super high.
Yeah, I'm sure that you guys heard about that, that Casey DeSantis has breast cancer. Do we know what stage it is?
No, that's the thing. That's the one piece of information that was not released in the statements yesterday is that it just was breast cancer and that she was in for the fight of her life and he's going to be right by her side and they just asked for prayers. And so I don't know.
I mean, depending on what that looks like, then I feel like his priority would probably be her. I mean, obviously he's governor, but then his top priority would be his wife.
Yeah.
I'd be running for president. I would be like, my family comes first and then the country, comes second.
I mean, I wonder what it does for his run for governor again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess we just need to find out. But anyway, back to Trump. It's like it's absurd that he's not on Twitter. Absolutely.
It is.
It's absurd. At this point, it's just stupid. Like, you look at the company and who they allow on Twitter and the kind of vitriol they allow and the BS that they allow from people who are, I mean, they allow terrorists on Twitter.
Right.
And then Trump is not allowed on Twitter. I mean, it's just like, okay, Jack, what the hell? So it's kind of stupid that he's not allowed out there. It's like, what are you guys afraid of? What are you afraid of him saying? That's what, at this point, they're afraid of him talking and speaking.
Well, they just hate him so much.
Right.
They just hate him. And so they don't want him to have any kind of platform whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which gives him more of a platform almost.
It does. Because
people seek out what he's saying.
It just adds fuel to the fire is what it does. So, I mean, it's just so stupid. So there's that. But so it is official then. I'm pretty sure he's going to be running. I mean, because
it sounds like, I mean, it's not official because he's not allowed to say it's official, but like every signal is pointing in that direction.
Yeah. And his son keeps mentioning it and everything. I mean, I saw something on one of his social media pages the other day where he was like, you know, Trump 2024. And
which one? Was it Don Jr. or Eric?
It's Don Jr.
Yeah.
Eric doesn't really do a whole lot of that kind of stuff, but Don Jr. is like, woo, you know, so, and I feel like it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Don Jr., I'm going to share my screen really quickly because he retweeted this moment that happened at the NASCAR race that some kid named Brandon won. And so, you know, that at all of these college football games, maybe even NFL games, I'm not sure. There's people that have been chanting and cheering F Joe Biden, right? Like this has been happening at a lot of events.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. And so this reporter, you guys, I just cannot with this. Anyway, I'll let you hear this and then you can see what Donald Trump Jr. said about it.
Thank you to all of our partners. Oh my God, it's just such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me. As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back those first two stages and just watch and learn. What did you learn that helped you there in those closing laps?
They are not saying, let's go, Brandon. They are not saying that.
That's not what they're saying.
That was a really good save, though, on her part. I mean, you got it. That's like A for creativity on her part. Good
maybe
for her.
She really thought that. Like, maybe she genuinely thought that that's what they were chanting.
Bless her heart.
So Donald Trump Jr. says, if you can't see this, I'm pretty sure they're not chanting, let's go, Brandon, as the NBC reporter is telling us. What do you hear hashtag FJB.
Well, and of course, there are a lot of so many people on Twitter that are like, this is hate speech. This is terrible and it's hate speech and he should be shut down. But listen, by all means, you should follow Kristen Sinema into a bathroom and harass her.
Right. That's not at all inappropriate.
That's okay. Yeah.
By the way, I think that's illegal. Like, you're not supposed to film people in bathrooms. And in the state of Arizona, I'm pretty sure that that's illegal.
Really?
So I hope that whoever that was, I mean, apparently it was like some PhD professor who was harassing her.
Doesn't she, 'cause she teaches. Doesn't she teach?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they like, it was that first one was one of her students that followed her in there. Which
no,
is awesome.
It was somebody that wasn't a student that breached security, like, because the building is supposed to be locked, kind of locked down.
That and one chick, security. that one chick that said we knocked on doors for you. And
yeah,
whatever.
She's a PhD, like so, she's some like big activist person.
Okay, so it wasn't a student.
Mm-mm,
okay,
no.
So she just kind of broke into the school and said, "I'm going to go ahead and follow you into the bathroom." Well, that's. Wow, it makes you feel good about the security at the school.
I know, right? It's not good at all.
Jeez.
Thank you, Kiwi 1969. That's an interesting little handle you got there. Kiwi 1969. Yeah, so that lady that went after her in the bathroom is a professor.
Okay. Wow.
Like, I mean, you should know better.
She's a professor? Think about that. That's who's molding minds, you guys.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Speaking of Twitter, did you see yesterday that Twitter actually blocked an obituary for misinformation because the obituary said that whoever it was that died had died after getting the COVID vaccine? And so they flagged an obituary as misinformation.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
So where was this? Do you know where it was? Or
I don't.
Okay. And the family has got to be like, no.
It's like a legit obit.
Right. Hello. It's a hashtag legit obit. Yeah. That is not okay. That
no,
they're doing
it's
this.
Not.
That's
it's
like
absolutely crazy.
That is communist China crap is what that is.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want this to get taken down, but that's happened. People die. After they get vaccines.
Yeah.
That happens. I mean, it's like I used to write death summaries for a pharmaceutical company. And, you know, people get AEs and SAEs, like adverse events, serious adverse events, and people die. This is, it happens. It's not like it couldn't happen. It's not
like, fake news.
No, it's not like this is out of the realm of possibility. It actually does happen.
Thank you, Jackie. So, thank you very much.
I mean, the fact that these people are so dead set on squelching that kind of stuff is it should be alarming and terrifying to everybody.
Yeah, it absolutely should. Remember yesterday when we talked about, I think we talked about it. Didn't we mention the fact that Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller got like $2 million in donations?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we didn't talk about this.
We didn't talk about it. Okay, it must have been on the air. So, yeah. So like there was a fundraising group that raised all this money for him to help him with his legal bills, to help his family. And, you know, I guess I must have been talking about it with Rob and we were just like, oh, that's great. You know, awesome for him. And like, that's amazing that people have raised so much money for him. Well, then he came out and started bad mouthing Trump. And actually bad mouthing basically every president that's ever been. So I think that probably people who donated to him are going to be very upset that they did so because now he's like, President Trump, I was told by everyone to kiss the ring because of your following and power. I refuse. I hate how you divided the country. I don't need or want your help. Tell your son to stop tweeting about me. Your whole family knows nothing about the U.S. or our sacrifices. I can never work with you. I'd rather sit in jail. Like he was really, really kind of awful.
Okay, then sit in jail.
I mean, it just sucks that like that's the kind of stuff that you say after you get $2 million in donations.
Right.
So I don't know. That just didn't sit.
Yeah,
well,
this could have been information that was helpful before people gave you a shit ton of money.
Right.
I don't know. That would've been helpful. Right.
Thank you, Larry. Larry says good morning to both of you, beautiful women.
Good morning. It's so sweet.
Andrew Yang has decided to leave the Democrat Party.
Oh, now. He decided to do that now.
He said it was super emotional.
Really?
That was really, really emotional for him.
Like that. God bless him. So what? Where's he going?
He's going to be an independent.
Oh, he's going to be an independent. So he's never going to win.
No, this is, he just, I think what happened is he got a taste of fame and really liked it. And then he lost his race in, you know, in New York City, couldn't be mayor. Nobody cared about him. And then he was like, well, how can I remain relevant? What can I do next to remain relevant? I know, I'll make a headline by switching parties.
Right.
So he, I'm helping his relevancy by mentioning it. And then by tomorrow, literally nobody will care. Will be talking about
I was going to say, does anybody really care about this guy anyway? I mean, he was the guy, he was the guy who did math. He made math like cool again for like 2 seconds. It was like, oh, math. And then he had like, and then the math nerds were like, I'll totally vote for him. I'm a math nerd. And then it was like,
yeah, exactly.
Nobody cared about him ever again. No.
And I think by tomorrow, again,
nobody will care. No, nobody will care. And that's but independent, it's kind of like, it's about as, you're going to be about as successful as being a libertarian. Libertarians don't win.
Yeah. Although maybe they will start. You know what I mean? People are so sick of these parties.
People have been saying that for a year. Ever since we got into this, Mock, people have been saying that. And I'm sorry, but they just don't win. I mean, we saw it in Indiana. That dude that ran for governor, I mean, he had such a shot at winning. And I'm sorry, but
But he got closer than anybody else has.
He did, but he didn't, you know? I mean, he should have won. He should have won. The governor of Indiana, I say our governor, it's not my governor anymore, but the governor of Indiana did nothing for the people of Indiana. I mean, he's basically a Democrat now.
Yeah. So if a Democrat had been leading us, we would have had the exact same outcome. We've had the same spending, the same lockdowns, the same restrictions, all the same bullcrap.
Right. But it's like, but you have all these people that go to the polls and are like, I'm just going to be a drone. And so this is the thing. It's like, it's unfortunate, but people are not informed and they don't care, even though things are falling apart all around them. They just don't care. And they're just going to vote according to their party line, which is either Democrat or Republican. And so the libertarians are just kind of like, well, crap. And plus, so many libertarians are weird. They are. They're
it's
weird.
True.
Yeah. It
it's
is
not,
true.
You're not, that's not fake news.
No.
Weird. Did you hear that William Shatner is going up to space and he's 90?
Okay. Well, you know what? That guy is badass.
Well, and if anybody really should go to actual space, it's probably him, right?
It's totally him because
he's been to fake space like a million times.
He has gone to fake. Okay. He knows how to say all the things.
Right. Like he can say all of it.
He has no idea what the buttons mean, but he'll pretend that he knows what all the buttons mean. And he'll say all the things.
Radio broadcasters.
Right. Totally us. Like we see all the buttons and we'll act like we know what the buttons mean. But we're like, I just know how to use the cough button. That's it. Right. Everybody else is like, this is the brr, 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 brr.
Check your levels. I'm going to slide this doodad
like,
up here.
We're like, yes, we're checking our levels. And we're like, we have no idea what we're doing. Yeah, that's us in radio.
I'm all wearing Georgia stuff all week to make Jacob mad because they're playing Auburn this weekend, and Jacob is like huge Auburn fan. And so
why is he?
I don't know.
Fan?
He didn't go there.
It's like Clemson with a lake, I think, isn't it? Why is he a huge Auburn fan? Why?
And don't they have like 28 different mascots?
Yes. They do. They have. There's a tiger in a cage, and then there's like a war eagle, and it's like they're like, we can't make up our mind. We're drunk. I know. I'm sorry. I can say that because I went to Tennessee. We all make fun of one another. You guys don't write us.
No, it's fine.
SEC. It's what we do. We razz each other. It's like, I think Georgia sucks too. Like, fine. It's like, this is what we do. Anyway. All right.
Anyway, that's why you're going to see me in red, like absolutely
like
all week.
Every day you're going to wear Georgia stuff. Okay.
I told him I would because I knew it would anger him. Okay. So that's why I'm doing
this. This is what we do. SEC people, this is what we do. We like to anger each other. It's kind of like, it's like the chick who went into the bathroom with Kristen Sinema. He's
right.
She's going to follow Jacob into the bathroom every day.
And I'll just be like, look, look.
She'll be like, she'll be doing the woof, 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 whatever it is that those Georgia people do.
Sick 'em.
Yeah, that. Guys. Have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Biden and the top generals can't get their stories straight on Afghanistan, and all of them are probably lying. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll explain just how incompetent this administration is. We'll also discuss how China's counterfeiting is a threat to your life. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.